This is episode 93 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. Please bear with me on the sound quality of the first part of the recording. It gets better at the end.
Hey, this is the Lost Trail Runner podcast brought to you by the letter... I don't know what letter. Anyway, that drone you hear in the background is probably the tire noise. I'm on I-85 in the mobile recording studio heading in the northeastern direction towards Commerce, Georgia. I thought that I would put out a podcast this week, which is basically going to be my training log for the last week. I've decided on three races so far this year that I plan on running. The Xterra 15K trail race in Jackson, Georgia. The Peachtree Road Race, which is on July 4th in Atlanta. And the Athens Half Marathon, which is in Athens, Georgia, in October. Now, any other races that I happen to decide to run will just be training races. These three that I'm mentioning are going to be my, what I consider my A races. And hopefully I'll stick with my training in order to get them done. I haven't been too good on that score lately, sticking with a plan. I mean, I've been doing the Garmin half marathon plan, but I've started over about six times so far. I mean, it still gives me something to, you know, some structure, but I really haven't done it where I've gone through the plan from start to finish. And I've got to do that so that I can get in better shape because, I mean, my longest run has probably only been around 5 miles. And if I'm going to do a 15K trail race in June or the end of May, I've got to start upping my mileage and my intensity. And the same thing, Peachtree's coming up July 4th. It seems like it's a long time away, but then when you start doing a training plan, it happens, you know, like you're going along, you go, well, I got plenty of time, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, next weekend's the race. What am I going to do, you know? And that happens to me quite a lot. I have all these visions of training programs and how I'm going to really go to it, and then I piddle around, and all of a sudden race day's approaching, and yeah, I'm in shape where I can run the race, but I'm not in shape where I can run a good race. And I don't know, maybe that's just where I'm stuck. Maybe I'm just a participant now instead of a competitor. But regardless, I still enjoy either way. But I really do want to get in shape and run a decent race for a change. I haven't had too many of those in a long time. Anyway, in this episode, I have each day individually what I've done. And then, like, yesterday I did... I can't say yesterday because I don't know when I'm going to get this recording out. My last run of the week was my long run, which was actually short because it wasn't even 5 miles. It was like 4.69, okay, say 4.7. It was just an hour run of a run walk, which, you know, I only averaged like a 48 pace, maybe something. But it was a good zone too, and I really felt good. Because on my zone 2 runs, you know, I've been doing the Galloway, and I have what I call a modified Galloway now, because instead of using my Galloway timer running so many seconds, walking so many seconds, I've been using my heart rate monitor threshold settings. And yesterday I was running in zone 2, so my top of my threshold was a 126 heart rate and the bottom was a 109, which that's pretty much in a Maffetone range for me, I think. And I just would run up to 126 and then jog and walk down to 109 and then go back up to 126. So that method seems to work for me. It gives me a little bit longer run cycle, but being based on heart rate, it varies, you know, because sometimes you might be running a minute and a half to 2 minutes to get your heart rate to get to 126, and another time it might be 30 seconds if you're going uphill. I mean, it just depends. So I like that method. And with the Garmin half training plan, it's all based on zones, so each workout I adjust my heart rate zone for that particular workout, and I can still do the run-walk type workout and feel, you know, like I've accomplished something. And I'm on I-85 and I'm stuck behind I'm in the fast lane going 50 miles an hour. I think I'm going to switch lanes. I don't know what's going on here. Get in the slow lane. I'm stuck behind a performance vehicles, racing and parts, big old semi. He's not the one that's going slow. It's all the cars in front of him. I don't know why in the fast lane they're going like that. Anyway, let's get back to running. Where was I? So, last week, the one that this podcast involves is the first week, again, of my half marathon schedule from the Garmin Connect website, the heart rate version of the half marathon schedule. And I am going to work through it now. Right now is Monday, and I'm heading into my second week. So I'm going to try to keep myself honest and work through this schedule and try to get in some kind of decent shape so I can do the Xterra 15K trail race. I don't know if it's sometime in May or if it's in June. It's normally the first part of June, but for some reason I feel like this year it's at the end of May. I'll have to look at the schedule to make sure, but I think that's the way it is. So basically I've pretty much got a month to get in some kind of shape to do the 15K trail race. The last two times I did that race, I wasn't in that good a shape, but I made it through. And the time before that, I was in much better shape and ran a better time. And what's strange in that race, for some reason, after about 8 miles, 8 to 9, right, not 8 and a half probably, the last two times I raced it, I got cramps in my calf muscles, and I don't get that. And that's the only race that I've gotten cramps in, but I think the reason has to do with hydration in that race, because both times it was pretty humid and hot, and I don't think I hydrated correctly. So I'll try to remedy that too, as well as getting in some kind of decent shape. Anyway, I'll go ahead and cut out here and let you listen to my training for this past week, and for what it's worth. And I hope you continue to listen to my podcast. Thanks. See you at the end. I'm in the mobile recording studio today on my way to McDonough, Georgia. Thought I would just check in and give you a brief rundown on what's been happening the past couple of weeks, which hasn't been much. That's it. See ya. Bye. No, just kidding. Last week really was pretty much that way, though. I think I ran twice and walked once all week. Things got kind of hectic, and I didn't get an opportunity to get out like I wanted to, so I just pretty much didn't get anything done. This week, I have, on Monday, I walked a couple of miles. On Tuesday, I think it was, Tuesday, I ran 35 minutes in zone 2 using my heart rate monitor, which totally had me screwed up because I had my Garmin set on zone 2, but for some reason it was like it was on zone 1, because as soon as I'd get over like 102 beats, it would tell me my heart rate was too high. And it screwed me up for a while, but then I switched to where I could just read the heart rate, and it was, you know, then I got going where I would run up to 132, 131 in that range, and then I would slow down until my heart rate would get down to 110, and then I'd go back up to 132 again. And basically, I think my zone 2 range is like 110 to 130, pretty much in that area. So I tried to stay right in there. And this afternoon, I'm planning on a 40-minute zone 3 run. And the max heart rate for my zone 3 looks like it's about 141. So it's really not going to be that much harder. And I think my low on my zone 3 is probably the 130 or 132. So we'll see how that works out. I like to do those kind of runs where I run up my heart rate and then either slow jog or walk down and just keep it in that zone. And that way, it's still similar to a run-walk, but it's all based on heart rate instead of time. When I use my Galloway timer, you know, I run 30, walk 30, or run 1, walk half, or, you know, whatever I set it at. But this way, depending on how difficult the terrain is that I'm running on, I could be running for a lot longer before I ever get up to the top of my zone and have to slow down. So I like it better, and I feel like I'll get in shape easier this way, just using my walk, run, run, walk, whatever, and not using my heart rate zones. I don't even have a clue what zone I'm running in. I might be going too easy, because I know the other day when I was doing my zone 2 workout, when I first started the zone 2, I mean, it felt like I was doing a race, and I'm going, wait a minute, I'm not even going that fast. What's the deal here? And my heart rate wasn't even up that high. So I think it's a matter, well, of course I know it's a matter of what you get used to. If you get used to running easy all the time, then when you try to run a little harder, it's harder to run a little harder. So I think staying in my different zones based on what that Garmin half marathon schedule has for me, I'm going to be a lot better off and get in better shape and hopefully run a better half marathon later on in the year. And we'll see how Peachtree goes. Last year, Peachtree wasn't too bad. I mean, my Peachtrees in the past 3 to 4 years have been slow anyway compared to what I've been used to running. So maybe I can run a little bit faster this year. Hopefully. We'll see. Well, I guess it's time to let you go. I don't want to make this podcast too long because they're probably boring enough as they are, right? So I'll just cut it off here, and I'll give you another training update later on. Another day, another training update. As you know, on my previous update I gave you yesterday, which is on this same recording, I had mentioned I was planning on doing a Zone 3 run in the afternoon, and I did that yesterday afternoon at the Greenway Trail. And I really had a very, very good workout for a change. I thought after the workout I had on Tuesday, I mean, and it was a struggle to get to stay in Zone 2, that it might really be hard to get in Zone 3, but it wasn't at all. Like, my Zone 3 looked like it was from 126 to 142 heart rate, and I was able to stay in that zone for 40 minutes. What I would do is I would run until I got up to 142, and then I would either slowly jog or walk until I got down to 126, and I just kept going up and down, up and down. And the fastest I ran was about an 8:22 pace, and I ended up averaging overall with the walking and running 11:25, 11:26, which isn't too bad considering I was walking in there. So I felt really good about that workout, and I hope that I continue to be able to get some workouts like that in, because if I can, then my average pace will come down some, and I'll be able to run some races at a decent time, unlike what I've been doing for the past couple of years. So that's it for now. I may give you another update later on. Today's a cross training day, so I don't know if I'm going to ride a bike trainer or walk over at Mountain Park. I'm going to do one or the other, and it's 40 minutes also. So talk to you later. Bye. This is update number 3 for the week. Yesterday I had a cross training day, which was going to be either riding my indoor bike trainer with my bike on it or do a walk, and I chose to do a walk yesterday afternoon because it was a really great afternoon. It was a little windy, but hey, it was warm outside and nice. And I went over to Mountain Park with my buddy Joe, and we walked for 40 minutes and got in a little over 2 miles. So I completed my cross training as a walk. And so this week so far, I've had 2, I guess, cross training days, because I walked on Monday, which was my day off. Ran on Tuesday, took Wednesday off, ran on Thursday, and walked on Friday. So what I've got coming up for the weekend is today I've got a short 25-minute fartlek scheduled, and then on Sunday I've got an hour run scheduled, which will be considered my long run for the week. So that's it for now, and maybe I'll record another one tomorrow and let you know what's happening, and then I'll post it all. Okay, it's Sunday morning, and I'm in the kitchen. I'm getting some strawberry heed, Hammer Nutrition strawberry heed, ready, and I'm going to head out to my default training location of the Greenway Trail. shortly.
As soon as I get all my stuff together, which hopefully won't take too long, all I gotta do is put this in the bottle, shake it up. I'm syncing some podcasts on my iPod Nano on my computer so that I can take those with me. But hopefully, I'm planning on recording on my run, which will probably bore the crap out of all you guys, but that's what I'm planning on doing. And then I'll finish putting the podcast together, maybe send it out this evening, hopefully. It's just, you know, one of those podcasts that really doesn't have a whole lot of structure to it. Just, I think, you know, just me. I listen to Brett a lot, Zen and the Art of Triathlon. It's probably one of my better favorite podcasts to listen to, and I really like his format, and I would like to evolve into something similar to that. I hate to copy somebody, but I just like his format. But, you know, he's got a better personality than I do, so it's a whole different type thing. Plus, he interviews a lot of people and talks to people and things like that, which I don't. I pretty much talk to myself and to you. But, you know, if I can get more organized, I'm going to try. This isn't my first attempt at doing it. I'm just going to go out to the Greenway Trail and start running and talk, which is what I've always done. And hopefully everything will work out. I've got about 16 ounces of strawberry heat in a Ultimate Direction water bottle. I'll go upstairs here and see if my iPod is synced up yet. And then I'll be able to head out. My grandson was over he's still over here. My wife and my grandson went to church this morning. But last night, I've got a whole stack of, marathon, half marathon, Xterra race, Dirty Spokes race medals from races I've run, and I had them hanging on the wall. And he reached up and grabbed hold of one of my Disney half marathon ones. He says, "There's Donald Duck." Pulled them all off the wall. So I've got about 30 of these medals just come crashing down, scared him to death. And we're going to put those back up later on today. And of course, my wife informed me that it's going to be yard work this afternoon. So I got to get this hour run in this morning before they get back from church. So we'll see how that goes. I don't mind working in the yard, but I'm really not a gardener. I'm kind of into, I can mow the lawn and stuff like that. But when it comes digging flowers and pulling weeds and all that stuff, I'm really not into that. But I digress here into something that has nothing to do with running. Waiting for this iPod to finish up. It's only copying 8 of 23 right now, so I guess I got a little bit of time. I'm going to go back downstairs. I got my bag packed with my towel and a spare shirt and stuff like that. And when I get over to Lilburn Park to the Greenway Trail, I'll be ready to go. Looks like it's 68. Almost 69 degrees and the sun's out, so it's going to be a good run day. And I guess what I'll do is just turn this thing off and I'll get back with you when I get on the trail. See ya. Well, I made it down to Lilburn Park. I'm on the Greenway Trail. Just started my workout. It's going to be an hour run walk. I'm in zone 2. Which is a 109 to 126, I think, heart rate. which means it's really going to be pretty slow today. But as long as I get an hour in, hours an hour, right? As you can hear my Garmin telling me I'm below my range right now. What I do is I run up to 126, walk down to 109. So, here we go. Well, I've got a half hour in on my run. I've made it all the way over to Lions Club Park on the Greenway Trail, and most of the way around the park, I'm doing an out and back, so now I'm on the back side coming back. A couple of points on this training using my heart rate instead of my beeper. I really think I'm going to try to stick with this because it works out really good. And as you get more tired, it actually gives you longer walk times because your heart rate doesn't drop as quick. And that comes in handy when you've already run a half hour and you're on your way back, and it's probably creeping up to about 75 to 80 right now. Well, that was my beeper telling me it's time to run. Okay, I'm back once again. I think I'll just continue recording once I have to start running. Get this thing going. It's still a beautiful day here. Nice and sunny. These are the kind of days I like. I was always a hot weather runner. Of course, right now I'm not adapted. But a couple of runs like this on a warm day and it won't take long. Since I grew up in Florida and ran in Florida, I mean, in the summertime when I'd run, it'd be in the 90s. And it was just another day to me. And I know it's probably not a real good race temperature, but I never had any problems training. And that was back when I was running 8.5, 9 minute pace in my training runs. So, of course, those days are shot. Whoops, time to get back going again. Anyway, I wanted to go into, I've got a Fitbit. Fitbit one, and I'm going on my third one now. My first one I bought in June of 2013. How you doing?
Good.
And I used it till October, November, I guess, and I lost it. So I bought a new one and used it until a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago, and it just quit. Won't charge, won't light up, won't do anything. Anyway, when it quit, I went on the Fitbit website to their, I guess it's a customer care section. It's kind of strange. They don't have a 800 number or anything to call in to talk to anybody. All you can do is send them an email. So I sent them an email and said I had plugged my Fitbit in to charge, and when I got through charging, I unplugged it. It wouldn't turn on. It just wouldn't light up. So I read the the Q&A stuff and technical stuff, and it said if you have that kind of problem, to plug it back into the power, hold the button down for about 15 seconds or more, then unplug it from the power and hold it down for 5 seconds and it should come back on. Well, I tried that numerous times and nothing happened, so I sent them the email. I didn't know how quick a response I'd get, what kind of response I'd get, or anything like that. So I was surprised when I sent it in the afternoon. That evening I got a response asking me some questions about it, and asked me if I did this, did that. And I sent it back and said, yeah, I've done all those things. Just doesn't light up. And I said, well, they replied with another message. Said, if you send us your receipt, because we don't show that you bought it off our website, we'll decide whether we'll replace it or what, you know, or all that. So I had purchased a second one from Walmart. So I went, pulled up my receipt email and copied it and sent it to them. And I got a really quick response because they sent back and they said they wanted to verify my address and they want me to send my phone number. So I did. And it seems like most of their customer supports in the evening because I always got the replies in the evening. But they sent me one saying, we're going to ship it out to you, a brand new one. So it was no hassle whatsoever. But in the meantime, while my other one was dead, my wife had a Fitbit Zip before she got one of the Fitbit Flexes. And I just took that Zip and put it over to me and started using it. It doesn't do altitude or sleep, but it does the distance and the steps and all that. So that's mostly what's important anyway. So my new Fitbit One should be coming in the mail this coming week. Then I can reassign the Zip back to my wife, which she doesn't use. She's got a Flex, which she uses off and on. She's not real regular with it, but I'm trying to stay above 10,000 steps a day, so I like to keep count every day. So you notice you didn't hear my Garmin beep there. Since I'm recording, I just run until I decide I want to talk some more. And then do it. This being my hour run, that's basically my long run for the week, which really isn't going to be that long. I mean, we're talking maybe close to 5 miles, but I'm in the early stage of my half marathon training plan that I'm using from the Garmin Connect website. And it seems to be the one I really like, because it gives you specific things to do, what zone to be in, how long, the intervals, you know, when it does intervals, it goes by time and heart rate zone, not necessarily how far you go for your interval. So, well, I'm going to get moving again. This is probably going to be a disjointed podcast with all these short little snippets of recordings that I'm going to have to piece together to make one coherent recording. We'll see how that'll work out. Anyway, whoops, now I gotta run. So anyway, I should get that Fitbit back, the new one, this week, and then get back on track. Of course, using the Zips kept me back. I lost a couple of days before I got the brilliant idea of redoing the Zip to my account.
Morning.
Morning. So, but after I did that, my steps came right back up. Since you lost 2 days, you know, your average drops way down. But seems to be coming back up okay now. Of course, my steps will be off, and I'll miss about a week of sleep. I don't know how many of y'all have Fitbits, but if you want to be friends, I think look up Ron Trail on Fitbit.com and friend me and then beat me. Kevin from the Extra Mile podcast, there's no possible way to catch him. I mean, maybe somebody else can, but not me. I think the last time I looked at it, last night, I had like a 96,000 step average for the last 7 days. He was up close to 123,000. Big gap. Maddie from Central Florida has been biting at my heels. She passed me when I lost my recording power there on my steps. But I finally made it by her. It was difficult. Well, I'm back on the bridge. I only have like 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Let's see what my average pace is here. 12:51 average. And we'll see how it goes here at the end. Talk to you later. Well, I hope you made it through to the end of the podcast and put up with that lousy sound quality at the first. It was pretty noisy. If you have any comments, you can go to my website, losttrailrunner.com, and leave them. Hope to see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.